The University of Detroit Mercy presents another encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program. Today's show takes us back to October of 1985.
The University of Detroit presents the John and Wallace Show. The University Tower Chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor and Kalmansky in peace and their friends. The radio program on which you match wits with the University of Detroit professors and their guests in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Edwin DeWint, and today we have most of our regular panel with us and a return by our very special guest. On my right, from the Department of Mathematics, Professor Mary Jo Nichols.
It's nice to be here, Ed.
It's nice to have you back. On her right, from the School of Education and Human Services and Wayne County Community College, Professor Wallace Peace.
Something different. Hi, Daddy.
Boy, that's really original.
That. Did you like that, Kalmansky?
Very good, Wallace.
Yes. And on Wallace's right, from Kane & Kane Incorporated of Birmingham, Michigan, returning again, Mr. Robert Del Valle.
Once again, deeply overjoyed to be here. Hello, Chris, Kelly, Paige, Cheryl, and Karen.
Aren't those Charlie's Angels?
Yes.
Okay. And on Robert's right, my left, from the Department of Political Science of someplace up north, Professor John Kalmansky.
Hi, Ed. I still have my cold.
Yes,
after
you do.
2 weeks now.
I know. Well, you're like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these things hang on.
They do.
Yep. Yep. That's it. See, if you weren't teaching so far up north.
I caught that way up there.
Up in the middle of nowhere,
right.
In the wilderness.
Yes. Yeah.
Most of the questions you hear in this program are sent in by our listeners. If you stump the panel, you will receive an autographed photograph, a photographed autograph, and a bumper sticker. If you fail to stump the panel, you'll just get the bumper sticker and the photographed autograph. So that's
and our
that.
Good wishes.
And our very good wishes.
Always.
That's right. Okay, on our last program, we had just started with the questions from Craig Karankiewicz of Detroit, Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Who's 15?
Who is 15, that's mm-hmm. right, in the 10th grade, and he had 10 questions.
Although a week older now.
Yeah.
Yes, he is a week older, that's right. on 10 different topics, I mean, all running all over the place, and he wants you to get 8 out of the 10. Okay? In the hit TV show The Jeffersons, what was the Jeffersons' apartment number?
Ooh. Come on.
3D?
D is right.
4D. 36D.
You take the two figures you have just mentioned and multiply them.
Yeah, and then divide by 2.
No, just multiply.
He said 3 and 4, 12D.
That's it.
12D.
Pretty fast, and I'm not even a mathematician.
3D is Lucy Ricardo's
apartment.
Yeah, I get those two shows mixed up, too.
Yeah.
That was the episode.
Babaloo.
That was the episode where Lucy made a bet with Ricky and Fred Neville that she wouldn't tell a lie.
Uh-huh.
And
that wasn't it.
Yeah.
That was when she was trying to get this job in Hollywood, and she wanted to show she'd had experience.
Right.
And she said, I've been in 3D.
Oh, you were in 3D.
And somebody said, 3D? And she says, well, that was our apartment.
Okay.
You had to be there.
Yes.
Well, it was funny when she said it.
I bet it was.
In 1952.
Yes. That was in the days when Ricky could be a Cuban.
Yes.
How many children do the Jeffersons have, and what are their names?
One.
That's right.
Lionel.
That's right. They named their child after a train.
Man.
Really? What was the TV series that ran from 1968 to 1973? Was about two cops, Officer Pete Malloy and Officer Jim Reed, fighting crime on the L.A. streets.
Adam 12.
Adam 12. That's
Adam
right.
12.
I was going to say the streets of Los Angeles.
of San Francisco.
I remember once.
Oh,
is that
the one?
I think one of our local TV news shows once, many years ago, had an editorial in which they called for an Adam 12 unit.
All right.
Made you realize that the people that do TV news leave much to be desired.
Right.
No. They're not professional as we are.
No.
True.
That's true. Who discovered the planet Uranus?
Herschel.
That's right. Herschel. What was the name of the Three Stooges' first short subject film made in 1934?
Steamboat Willie.
No.
The Three Stooges.
No.
Women haters.
That's right.
Oh my gosh.
Women
How
haters.
How would somebody know that?
For you, my life, my love,
See,
my all.
He not only just knows the title, he knows these things.
Yes, yes, yes.
Wow.
What was the name of the artificial sweetener used in diet colas that was known to cause cancer in laboratory animals?
Cyclamate.
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 Right.
No.
No. It wasn't cyclamate?
No.
It's saccharin.
Saccharin.
But cyclamates did the same thing.
I know, but saccharin did it if you fed something like the equivalent of 300 million gallons of coke to a rat.
I hate to be difficult. But the first one of these artificial sweeteners that was found to be cancer-causing in rats was cyclamate. You had to drink 487 Diet Cokes a day for 3 years to get as much. But naturally, we struck and got that one off the market.
We certainly did.
Right.
I think you're right, Wallace. Mm-hmm. Yes, well, I will accept all of those.
Now, Craig, you've got to do better than this.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Craig wasn't even born when they had cyclamates. He wouldn't
what
know
What right
that.
Does he have to ask a question about something that occurred before he was even born?
That's right. Who is the winningest head coach in the NFL history?
Bo Schlimblechler.
No, that's not NFL.
Pronounced wrong. In the wrong league. You are talking about somebody from the same species, though, so we'll give Ross.
He gets a half. He got the football part.
Let's see now. Is it a current coach, do you know, or is it somebody
I don't
way
know
back?
Anymore.
Must be. Who's that? Vince Lombardi.
It's within recent memory. It's not Lombardi.
Landry?
No, begins with an H.
What was
name.
Wrong with my guess?
Oh, George Halas.
Yes, George Halas.
He coached the Bears.
Would you
for
like to
a million
explain
years.
What was wrong with Wallace's guess?
Everything. I mean, in sum.
Oh.
Okay.
That was the answer to a question a long time ago.
Yes.
Well, keep it. Maybe. It'll come up again.
Hold that thought.
Okay. The next questions are
hold that line.
Category.
Block that kick.
Pop music.
Oh, pop music.
All right.
This
who wrote
another one of Wallace's
yes. Who wrote the 1968 song MacArthur Park?
Jimmy Webb.
Not according to this.
Oh, really?
I thought he did.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is it?
Who did say?
Well, who sang it?
Richard Harris.
They have him as the author.
No, Jimmy Webb wrote it.
I don't think he wrote it. No. I think Jimmy Webb wrote it.
Yeah,
that's right.
At one time, he rivaled Bacharach, but, it didn't last long.
Whatever happened to Richard Harris? That's a good question.
He's touring in Camelot, isn't he?
Oh, I think he is. Still, I think you're right.
Along with Yul Brynner and the King and I.
Yes.
I used to enjoy his singing.
I don't know why.
Yul Brynner?
No, Richard Harris' singing I used to enjoy.
Uh-huh.
I have all of his records.
All one of them?
All one of them.
Oh, no, he made lots. He made at least six.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
One was a great song cycle entitled My Boy.
And then he did Der Winterreiser.
And then he made these dreadful sadomasochistic movies.
Yes.
Son of a Man Called Horse.
Where you got kicks watching somebody scream in agony.
Yeah, I like that.
I know, I used to scream in agony as I watched.
Yes. Well,
he seemed to take it rather well.
That's true. Wallace dragged me off to see Blood Simple once.
And Richard Harris meets Gamara.
Yes, something like that.
The sequels were inexcusable, but A Man Called Horse was inexcusable.
It is quite a good film. You're right.
It was.
You're right. Yes, yes.
Not the day I saw it.
Well, you saw the sequels.
No, I saw the first. I think I missed the others. No. I couldn't take it anymore.
Well, enough of that. Yeah. What was the musical title question that the Rascals asked in their hit song in 1964?
Is it A Beautiful Morning?
No.
No. Rascals.
The Rascals.
What else did they do?
They used to have make movies.
No, that's the Little Rascals.
Well, actually, they were called the Young Rascals originally, and then they went through an image change. They tried to, and they just called themselves the Rascals.
Oh, I see.
The question. What was the question?
Because they had Buckwheat.
What was the musical title question they asked in their hit song in 1964?
Have you been experienced?
That's Jimi Hendrix.
Okay.
Are you experienced?
How can I be sure?
How
can I be sure?
How can I?
Who wrote the 1980 hit song called Miracles? 1980.
Miracles. How is it that I never heard that song?
That one I have not heard of.
Jefferson
That's really
Starship.
Pop. Oh, yeah, okay.
And he says, I think I have the panel stump this time.
Yes, he does.
they know the categories.
That's right, Craig, you did it.
You did it, Craig.
Just
congratulations.
Made it.
Definitely a regular listener there.
That's right. He knows. Well, we thank Craig, and congratulate him and hope to hear from him again.
Yeah, pretty good. In fact, if you accept this challenge, give us some more pop music. Or what else? What were the other categories?
Well, that was the one on Cyclamate. Cyclamate.
Give Wallace some more chemical questions.
Right. Okay. Our next set of questions comes from Helen Marina of Herkimer, New York.
Okay.
Listens to us on WTLB at 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings.
Where is Herkimer, New York?
She says, you can't imagine my surprise when on one recent Sunday morning, as I was trying to find my favorite organ program on the radio, I heard your voices.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back again on WTLB at 9 a.m. Sundays, when WTLB took you off the AM slot and used an FM one, that was that for me. No FM. Oh, well,
oops.
Oh, now I wonder how long you've been back on. Anyway. we'll never know, Helen. Here's a ragbag of questions. I haven't won a book since 1978.
Well, it has been a long time. We haven't given a book
since 1979.
What is the copyright date on that of those questions?
Oh, these are new. This was September 11th this year.
They must have gone from AM to FM for a long time before she found out.
Shows how much she was searching for this program.
Well, they got a lot of stations in Herkimer.
I guess they do. All right, here they go. What are the postal abbreviations for Michigan, Minnesota, and Mississippi?
M-I-N-N.
That's right. M-N.
For Minnesota.
And M-I-S-S.
No.
M-S.
M-S. That's right. That's right.
M-O is Missouri, Clemansky. Everybody knows that.
No, I did not say Missouri.
No, he said Mississippi, Minnesota, and that.
No, he said Michigan, Minnesota, and Mississippi in that order.
Yeah.
What was the first air-conditioned car, and in what year?
A Cadillac.
No.
Packard.
A Packard.
Packard. Ask the man who owns one.
Yes.
There you go.
Step down into it.
Yeah. what year?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty early, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
About 53.
No, that's too early.
Oh, 53 is too early?
About 61.
Oh, 53? 53 is too late.
About 45.
That's too late.
36.
That's a little early.
38. 39.
Just about
39. Mm-hmm. 39.
Yes, 1939. About 1939. That was what I was going to say.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Who is or was the youngest person to win an Oscar?
Shirley Temple.
Tatum O'Neill. That's right.
Didn't Shirley Temple get one?
No.
She got a special one, right?
I know.
A little small one.
Yeah.
Those special Oscars are the ones that confuse everybody.
Yeah.
Like Hitchcock.
Well, is it an Oscar or is it an Oscar?
Or is it an Oscarette? Yeah.
Right.
Someone will ask us one time to name all the people, you know, who won special Oscars. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Hitchcock directed a film called Rebecca, which was the best film. And everybody said, well, that must mean that Hitchcock got the Oscar. But he didn't. It went to the producer.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Yes, Hitchcock, as you know, has never won an Oscar.
And he won't now.
Why?
He's dead.
He won an Emmy.
They've given Oscars to lots of dead people.
Yeah. That's true, yes.
Some of them even came up to get them.
Otherwise, this guy in Birmingham
He'll be there.
He'll be there to get him.
Okay. What picture received the most Oscar nominations?
All About Eve.
That's right.
14 nominations.
Really? That's right. Mm.
That was a good picture.
Yeah.
With that venomous fishwife, Addison Dewey.
What film has won, to date, the most Oscars?
Ben-Hur.
That's right.
11.
Ben-Hur. That's right. Mm-hmm. Who was the top Oscar winner of all time as a producer?
Disney.
That's right. Walt Disney. In The Wizard of Oz, actor Frank Morgan appears as five different characters.
Oh,
who
yeah.
are they?
He's the wizard.
Yes.
Professor Marvel.
That's right.
The doorkeeper.
That's
at the
right.
Emerald City.
That's right.
And he was one of the Munchkins.
Wasn't he the father? I mean, the uncle of Dorothy. No.
And Toto.
He's not Toto.
He was the coachman. Who
the man
that
right. Toto was the dog.
And finally, he was the guard.
That's it.
In front of the
You've got it.
Oh, it is a wonderful movie.
You've got it.
Everyone.
Robert Del Valle does it again. Mm. What
that came out the same year that Packers first put in air conditioning.
That's right.
It's very
well,
good.
Well, let's ponder the significance of that
and
while
gone
we
with
take
the wind.
A break.
You're listening to an encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor program from October of 1985. We're pleased to bring you these special programs throughout the summer months and invite you to join the current panel of UDM professors We'll be back in the studio with brand new shows this fall. But for now, let's return to this classic Ask the Professor show from October 1985.
Okay, we're back with our questions from Helen Marina of Herkimer, New York. And we'll just pick right up. You know, last question was in The Wizard of Oz. Our next question's in The Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What breed of dog was Toto?
A mutt.
No.
A mongrel.
A Scotch terrier.
Well, terrier is right, and I'll accept that. Okay. It's called a Cairn terrier.
Cairn terrier, okay. Some kind of terrier.
It's, well, Cairn certainly sounds Gaelic, you know.
Yes.
What is George Burns' real name? That is the name he was born with.
Nathan George. Birnbaum.
That's right. Nathan Birnbaum.
Wow.
Very good.
Yeah.
How about Woody Allen's real name?
How did anybody know that?
Yeah.
Alan Stewart Koenigsberg.
My gosh, that's it. And Dean Martin.
Dino Martinelli.
No,
Dino Crocetti.
Crocetti. That's right. Mm. Who said, I know only two tunes. One is Yankee Doodle and the other one isn't?
Harry Truman or somebody
like
that.
James.
Lyndon Johnson.
19th century president. Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah. After Lincoln.
Grant.
Garfield.
Grant.
Grant.
That's right. Grant. How many freckles did Howdy Doody have?
It's in the song.
Del Violet, there's no way you know the answer to that question. There is
no way.
Yes,
he has a freckle for every something.
Well, sing the song.
50, that's right.
Yes.
What?
No, I can't take credit for that. You're absolutely correct.
That's
right. 50 freckles, one for each state.
That's right.
One for each state.
That's
I knew it was something like that.
Wait a minute.
He
now, when
out,
he was around,
he started
they
out with 48 freckles, and they added two more.
Oh,
he got
right.
the last two states. That's right.
Howdy also had a twin brother. What was his name?
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Heidi. It was a twin sister.
That was his sister. No, he had a sister named Heidi, but he had a twin brother.
That's right.
This will kill you.
Yes. What was it?
Double duty.
Double duty.
Double duty.
Double duty.
Oh, oh gosh, Buffalo.
Thank God no one asked that one.
What is the last line of the 23rd Psalm?
Amen.
No.
And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
That's right. That's right. Oh, she says here, it's enough. It's sunny and crisp outside, so I'm off to a used book sale at the Kirkland Art Center in Clinton.
Clinton, New York?
Oh. Yeah.
Was that near Herkimer?
Herkimer is New York.
Oh.
Yes. Well, we
I was thinking Herkimer, part of the Frank.
She didn't stump the panel, but
those were good.
Those were
terrific. Yeah,
really
I liked them.
Yes. We're glad to have her back. We're glad she found our show.
Really interesting.
Maybe someday she'll buy an FM radio. We'll never lose track of us.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Our next set of questions comes from Michelle Mazurko.
Okay.
I think that's it.
Sounds good.
Madison Heights.
Ah, Michigan.
Okay, it says, hello, I've been listening to your show for about 6 months now, and I enjoy it very much. I hope when I get to college in the fall of 1986, I run into humorous professors like yourselves.
Yes.
Well, if you come here, you certainly
will.
The place
Some
is teeming with them.
It's a laugh a minute on this campus, I'll tell you.
We'll even make out
them.
Your
They're
program.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyhow, I've collected 14 questions. You have to get 10 right. These questions are no particular subject, although some are tricky. One hint is to listen closely to the question and the way it's worded.
Oh,
and just a P.S., no clues. You always make it too easy on them.
But she just lost her bumper sticker,
Okay. If you were to go to bed at 8 p.m., and set the alarm for 9 in the morning, how many hours of sleep would this permit you to have?
Well, this is one of those questions they always ask, and the answer is one.
That's
but if you have one of those new clocks that has, you set it a.m. or
That's
p.m.,
right.
that wouldn't happen anymore.
It would give
anymore.
You 11 or 12 or 13 or whatever.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Do
see,
they
Mary Jo got that one because she was a mathematician.
That's one of those questions you always ask people in math.
Do they have a 4th of July in England?
Of course
they
do.
They just don't
they have one
celebrate
in France.
It the same
That's
way
right.
we do.
That's
they
right.
have one in Italy.
That's it.
But
That's
I don't think they have one in Ecuador.
They don't?
No.
No.
They
it's,
have
it's on the
equator.
Quattro
of Julio or something.
Right.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, they don't have one there.
How many birthdays does the average man have?
One a year.
That's right. Very good.
These are a piece of cake.
Who sent these questions in?
Michelle... Mazurko.
Michelle, dear.
We've got your number.
Yes. This is not going to do it.
Yeah. Why can't a man
and
living...
she doesn't even get a bumper sticker.
No, not for that.
Why can't a man living in Winston-Salem be buried west of the Mississippi?
That's in North Carolina.
No.
Winston-Salem is in North Carolina.
That's right.
So
I'm
why
from North Carolina.
That's right.
Why can't a man living in Winston-Salem?
Because he's not
dead. That's right, because he's not dead. That's exactly it. Okay.
Unless, what was that dreadful movie that we
saw? What was that dreadful movie?
Blood Simple.
The Return of the Living Dead.
Blood Simple. They had that.
Blood Sample is what they did before.
That was when Art got up and walked out.
That's right. And we wished we had.
We wished we had.
Certainly did. If you had a match and entered a room where there was a lamp, an oil heater, and some kindling wood, which would you light first?
The match.
Right. Very good.
I don't think this young lady takes us seriously.
But I think it's nice she sent questions.
That our show is one for the serious listener.
Yeah, that's certainly
yes,
true.
Wallace.
Yeah, really.
Like Delvon.
Yes.
Like Mary Jo Nichols.
Yes. Yes.
Like Wallace Peets, unlike Clemente.
Yes.
I don't listen.
Yes. He doesn't. His wife won't let him. A man builds a house.
Huh?
A man builds a house with four sides to it. A rectangular structure. Each side has a southern exposure. A big bear walks by. What color is it?
This house is yours, Wallace.
What?
What color is the house?
It's white.
The bear.
Yeah.
That's right.
White. Oh, what color is the bear? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Southern exposure would have to be on the North Pole.
That's right.
Which is close to where I was when I saw the bad guy attack me.
Right.
And you are trying to protect your southern exposure.
Exactly. Yep. And my northern one, too.
How far can a dog run into the woods?
As far as he wants to.
No.
How far?
Until he gets to the other side.
No. Then you're running out. Into the middle, and then you're running halfway to the other side.
Halfway. And then he's...
Running out of it. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot, young lady. Oh, we're not finished yet.
No, we're not finished. No. Is it
I
legal?
I think I'm getting the pattern here, though.
Yeah. Is it legal in North Carolina? This is a Wallace
is it
question.
Here we go.
Hey,
here
it is,
legal
Wallace.
In North Carolina for a man to marry his widow's sister?
No, it's not very easy to do it either.
Right.
He's the one we can bury.
That's right.
He's the one who's buried.
That's right. Although,
hey, I saw that.
Given
movie.
What I've heard about Wallace's family, I'm not certain.
Well, this is one tape that won't go to Ryan.
I guess it is. Yes. What word does the number 0.07734 stand for on a calculator?
Oh,
0.07734.
Yeah. You turn hello it upside down, it's
like
hello.
That.
That's right.
What?
Yes.
Oh, it's, you know, when calculators first came out, that was a cute
they
trick to
digits.
Do.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
see if you could turn them upside down and make words.
Words out of them.
Yeah.
Right.
Hello.
How do you make an H?
A four.
Upside down. You're missing a little part,
yeah.
but you overlooked that. It's a little H.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is a unique thing about the people who graduate from high school in the year 1986?
Well, she will be one of them.
Yes, she will. What's unusual about them? What's unique?
They will
about
be
them?
The only class that ever does that.
No, they will not.
They
what's
won't.
What's unique about it?
Yes.
1986.
Mm-hmm.
They will be.
How old will they be?
18.
Now think back to what year
18,
they were born.
1970?
1960?
1968.
Ah, the digits will be reversed.
That's right.
They'll be reversed.
68 and 81.
Oh, I get it. Wow, that's almost a coincidence.
Almost. Yes, that's really.
But how many of them were born in that year?
That's right. And how many of them will actually graduate? That's the other question.
And how many will come to U of D once
yes.
they do?
Now, yes. there's something yeah. unique.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. What is the shortest verse in the Bible?
Jesus wept.
That's right.
That's short because it only has two lines.
That's not tricky.
No. These questions have to do with books.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
There we go.
Sit back and
we can
Robert.
Watch. Yeah.
What is a tesseract? T-E-S-S-E-R-A-C-T, a tesseract. From it has to do with time and space travel. So what where do you find it?
It's four mini blocks.
No.
That would be a quadrarack.
Oh, that's
a tesseract.
True.
Has to do with time and space travel. Where would you find
it's
it?
It's a time
it's
machine.
It's 10 times the speed yeah. of light.
No.
H.G. Wells.
Does this have something to do with H.G. Wells?
No, it doesn't.
Star Trek?
No.
Space Wars
no.
or whatever?
I don't think
you all know the answer.
It's A Wrinkle in Time, from the book A Wrinkle in Time, by Madeline
Lengel.
That's right. Well, I'll give you credit for that.
Yeah. Well, see, now these questions are for...
They certainly are. Now, Delval, you must get the answer before it's given next time, as opposed to after.
What is kithing? K-Y-T-H-I-N-G.
That's when you put your lip next to somebody else.
And you lift, and you kith.
Kithing, K-Y-T-H-I-N-G.
From another book by Lengel.
That's right, it is.
So we're already half up on that.
Yeah.
It's an animal.
No.
It's... A wrinkle in.
No, it
something.
Is not. No.
It's like a spacesuit that's worn.
No,
when you wrinkle.
No.
It's face cream that you use to remove wrinkles.
No, it's not that either. It is a way of communicating through mental telepathy, only much deeper.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh. Very deep.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
Deep.
That's called thole kithing.
Very deep.
In Stephen King's book Night Shift, one of the stories is about the human race being annihilated. But what destroyed it?
A disease.
Yes.
What kind of disease?
Look, I will accept that.
Okay. I'd accept it.
It's a deadly strain of flu called A6, which I think Clemenski
has. Yeah.
Everybody else.
Bonus question. These two questions perplex me. Jesus. I don't know what the answers are.
Oh.
See, a friend gave me a list of these questions, which include many of the ones I've asked you. Well, you got lousy choice of friends, Michelle. You thought of...
Get a better class of friends.
Yeah, I mean, hanging out at a different mall or something, really. But no answers were given. They were all explained to me once, but I can't seem to remember all the answers or who gave them to me. You're in great shape. So can you figure these two out?
Is this one of the, you know, the color of the bus driver's eyes?
I don't know. We're going to find out. I have in my hand two U.S. coins which equal 55 cents. One is not a nickel. What are the other two coins?
Two coins.
Yes.
Two
coins.
What are the other two? Mm-hmm. No, that makes three.
No, there are two coins. Mm-hmm. They equal 55 cents. One of them is not a nickel.
The other one is a nickel, though, and therefore it's a 50-cent piece and a nickel.
Oh, yeah. I bet that's the answer.
Yes, of course.
Very good, Clemenski. Very, very good.
Okay, we'll have
I'm good with money.
The second bonus question for another time, but we thank Michelle. We're sorry she didn't stump the panel, but
we'll do your next
she
question.
She tried
Matt Smith's question.
That's right. That's right.
Mendocino, California.
Just hang on there. I have to thank the panel today, Professor Nichols, Professor Peace, Professor Clemenski, and thank you again to our very special guest,
Yay.
Robert Del Valle.
Take care,
and
Robert.
Now this word.
Send your questions to Ask the Professor, care of the Communication Studies Department at University of Detroit Mercy, 4001 West McNichols Road, Detroit, Michigan, 48221, or email them to atp@udmercy.edu. We look forward to reading your questions on Ask the Professor.
Ask the Professor is transcribed to the facilities of the E.J. and A.U. Smith Media Center on the University of Detroit campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Tom McParlin. Our technical director is Jim Muir. Executive producer is Vivian Dix. And until next time, this is your host, Edmund DeWitt, saying, Clemenski, will you get yourself well?
And I'm Michael Jason. We're back with another classic episode of Ask the Professor next week. So please plan to join us.